Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you from a list of sources that list the goings-on in our area for the foreseeable future, at least the next couple of weeks. Those sources will include the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, the current issue of the Independent Weekly, the current edition of the weekend section of the News and Observer, and coming events from other publication sources in the area. Let's start off with the events taking place in the town of Cary. As we've been mentioning over the past several weeks, the Cary Players will present Once Upon a Mattress. Those performances have been taking place since September 30th and will continue on October 7th and October the 8th at 7:30 p.m. The performances will take place in the Cary Art Center. Once Upon a Mattress is based on the story of the Princess and the Pea, and this rollicking spin on royal courtship provides some side-splitting shenanigans carried on a wave of wonderful songs. Don't miss this family-oriented musical fairy tale directed by Nancy Rich and music direction by Cody Cockrell. At the Cocobooth Amphitheater on Saturday, October the 8th, the 5th Annual Cary EID Festival. That's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, October the 8th at 11 o'clock in the morning. The 5th Cary EID Festival will present sacred music, Rhythms of Religions, featuring gospel and nasheed live music and dance from around the world, in addition to activities for children, ethnic food, bazaar, and cultural information. The Cary EID Festival is co-sponsored by the North Carolina EID Festival Incorporated and the Town of Cary Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department. For more information, visit www.nceidfestival.org or call 919-460-4963. Ticket prices are $5. Children 12 years and under are admitted free. And the free admission will take place until 12 o'clock on Saturday. Saturday, October the 8th, 11 o'clock in the morning at the Cocobooth Amphitheater. And continuing in Cary, once again from the Cary Arts Center, this is on Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th, and on Sunday, October 16th. The performance is called Applause. The Cary Youth Theater presents Schoolhouse Rock Live, originally adapted and produced for the stage by Theater BAM from the series created by George Newell and Tom Yeo, based on an idea by David McCall. That will take place at the Cary Arts Center Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. For ticket or performance information, call 919-465-4792. Once again, that's at the Cary Arts Center. On Friday, October 14th, at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, Dangerous Dames Mystery Author Program. Meet mystery authors Julie Compton, Deborah Sharp, and Joanna Campbell Slan for an evening discussion on their most recent books, presented in cooperation with Cary Library and Quail Ridge Books. For more information or to register for this free event, please call the Cary Library at 919-460-3350. That's on Friday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, Dangerous Dames Mystery Author Program. The Chapel Hill Community Church Concert Series presents the Claire Lynch Band on Friday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. Special guests are Ann and Pete Sibley, and the community church concerts take place at 106 Purefoy Road in Chapel Hill. Tickets cost $15 if purchased in advance, $20 on the day of the show. And they are available at www.communitychurchconcerts.org. Once again, that's on Friday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the 106 Pure Foy Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, of course, the Claire Lynch Band. And just a reminder that Ann and Pete Sibley appear regularly on NPR's A Prairie Home Companion, so that should be a very entertaining evening. And now we have a lot to talk about regarding the North Carolina Symphony. Let's begin with the concert that will take place both in Raleigh and in Southern Pines on the weekend of October 13th and through the 15th. The North Carolina Symphony brings a musical tour de force to Raleigh and Southern Pines when two internationally renowned guest artists, conductor Miguel Harth Bedoya and violin Augustin Hadlick, joined forces with the orchestra for a pair of powerhouse masterworks, Sibelius' Violin Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. The concerts titled Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony begin at Lee Auditorium in Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines on October 13th, followed by weekend performances at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The performance at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines will be on Thursday, October 13th, and the performances in Maimondi Concert Hall will take place on Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. And once again, the North Carolina Symphony, Ignat Solzhenitsyn joins the North Carolina Symphony for Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto, part of Zarathustra, and that will take place October 27th through the 29th. The theme from the 2001 A Space Odyssey launches a concert to remember later in October when the North Carolina Symphony, led by Maestro William Henry Curry and joined by renowned pianist Ignat Solzhenitsyn, presents works by three of classical music's leading lights. The evenings begin with some of the most famous opening notes in all of music, Richard Strauss's deep and commanding tone poem, also Sprach Zarathustra, most famously used in the opening scene of Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Once again, that is the North Carolina Symphony with Ignat Solzhenitsyn performing on October 27th through the 29th. For information, contact, call 919-789-5854. On September 28th, the North Carolina Symphony announced an all-new series of matinee pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less. Tickets can be purchased beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimondi Concert Hall at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All performances begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with A Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local singer-songwriter Laurelyn Dossett, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concert goers will honor the season with the symphony, music director Grant Llewellyn. Grammy winners Rhiannon Giddens-Laffin and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high-energy afternoon of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22nd, 2012. Finally, on Sunday, April 15th, 2012, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the librarian, and the rest of Meredith Willson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasure Broadway show, The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. This is, once again, it's the new three-concert Pops matinee series with daytime performances starting at 3 p.m. And ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-733-2750. Or if you have to make a toll call, you can do this toll-free, 877-627-6724. And continuing with North Carolina Symphony events, North Carolina Symphony Pub Series returns with Stravinsky, the Master Storyteller, on October the 10th. Four laid-back concerts mix good fun with great music. If you buy tickets to the whole series, you can save some money. The North Carolina Symphony's popular series of laid-back dinner performances return on October 10th with a concert of tantalizing musical themes. The 2011-2012 edition of the celebrated pub series opens at Buku in downtown Raleigh on Monday, October 10th, with a celebration of Stravinsky, the Master Storyteller. Dinner services begin at 6 p.m., the concert at 8 p.m. The symphony's dazzling, talented new principal clarinet, Andrew Lowy, opens the evening with a haunting solo, Stravinsky's three-piece for clarinet, before the evening's featured trio of Lowy, violin David Kilbride, and piano John Noel launch into three selections from Stravinsky's beautiful and timeless love story, The Firebird. The concert then takes dinnergoers deep into the dark and twisted world of A Soldier's Tale, pulling together everything from tango to jazz. Stravinsky offers up a miniature masterpiece on that old and enticing story, A Traveler Meets the Devil on an Empty Road. Once again, this is the North Carolina Pub Series, returns on Monday, October 10th, and you can get more information by calling 919-733-2750. By the way, Buku is located at 110 East Davy Street in Raleigh. The performances after October 10th will include Sunday, February 12th, at Humble Pie, Dvorak's celebrated and rarely heard masterpiece, The American String Quartet. On Monday, April 16th, at Buku, a Celtic night with traditional folk tunes and movie composer Bernard Herrmann's Souvenir de Voyages. And finally, on Sunday, May 20th, at Humble Pie, 20th Century Masterworks, Kodaly's duo for violin and cello, and John Adams' sparkling John's Book of Alleged Dances. This looks like a very interesting series. Once again, the first performance takes place on Monday, October 10th, at Buku. Archtober Festival debuts in October 15th in downtown Raleigh. Archtober is a collaboration of the resident performing arts companies at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts to bring new audiences to the facility. The festival, held during National Arts and Humanities Month, is made possible in part from support provided by Progress Energy, the City of Raleigh, and the News and Observer Triangle Deal Saver. Celebrate the launch of a new fall tradition in downtown Raleigh with Artstober, once again starting on October 15th at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Progress Energy's resident performing arts organization, which include the Carolina Ballet, Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, the North Carolina Symphony, North Carolina Theater, North Carolina Opera, and Pinecone, will offer sample programming throughout the day. Marbles Kids Museum, Artsplosure, and a plein air arts festival on Licton Plaza will add to the festivities. Events are free to the public unless otherwise noted. The opening event is at 10 o'clock, when coffee and cider complements of center plate will be served in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium lobby. The other events continue on through the day, include such things as Carolina Ballet doing performing Dracula, the North Carolina Opera doing opera arias and duets by Bizet, Verdi, Puccini, and Mozart, and many other performances. The last performance will be from 8 until 11 o'clock that night and will include, once again, the Carolina Ballet doing Dracula, the North Carolina Symphony doing Tchaikovsky's No. 5, and the Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy Center performing Cabaret Evening, and that will be in the Kennedy Theater. The festivities end at 11 p.m. on October 15th. And here are some announcements from the Pine Cone Traditional Review. Hot Rise with special guests Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers featuring Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton, Pete Wernick, and Nick Foster. Sunday, October 9th at 7 p.m. at the Maimondi Concert Hall, which, of course, is located at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. The concert tickets are $20 to $30 for Pine Cone members, $25 to $35 for the general public. Last year, the famed bluegrass band Hot Rise released its first studio recordings in over 20 years with newest member and North Carolina native Brian Sutton on guitar. You can hear those recordings on the Hot Rise website, which is located at www.hotrise.com. Hot Rise performances are almost as rare as their studio recordings, as each band member has a highly successful solo career. Pine Cone is honored to host Hot Rise in Raleigh during their limited fall 2011 tour. Bring your ticket stub to the Busy Bee Cafe on October 9th before or after the show and receive 10% off your meal. Once again, that's Sunday, October the 9th at 7 p.m., Hot Rise with special guests Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. And more from Pine Cone, Irish Music Session. Tiernanog and Pine Cone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in back left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at CreateConst at BellSouth.net for more information. Shape Note Sing. The Shape Note Sing is held the fourth Sunday of each month. Shape Note Sing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers, all are welcome. Music is available for anyone who doesn't have a book. For more information, please call Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630. That's Shape Note Sing, the fourth Sunday of every month. Bluegrass Jam on Monday, October 10th and October 24th from 7 until 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. At the Busy Bee Cafe at 225 South Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14 at nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9 at hotmail.com. That's Bluegrass Jam on Monday, October 10th and the 24th. Pine Cone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Blind Boy Chocolate and the Milk Sheiks, Sunday, October 9th at 3 p.m. This is part of the Music of the Carolina series. It will take place at Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. This is free and open to the public. Once again, Blind Boy Chocolate and the Milk Sheiks, Sunday, October 9th, Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh, and this event is free and open to the public. The Carolina Ballet presents Dracula, a limited engagement starting October 13th through October 30th only. That's the Carolina Ballet presenting Dracula. The program sponsor is Rex UNC Health, which is a part of UNC Healthcare. And for more information, call 919-719-0900. That's the Carolina Ballet presentation of the ballet Dracula. And for you art lovers, Rembrandt, the biggest name in the art world, is coming to Raleigh. The display is opening on October 30th, 2011, at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building, the Maimondi Exhibition Gallery. Tickets are $18. You can buy now by dialing 919-715-5923. But once again, that's Rembrandt. This is a big one. The biggest name in the art world is coming to Raleigh October 30th, 2011. And the sponsors for that display are Progress Energy, Thomas S. Keenan, and Quintiles. On Friday, October 7th, from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Carter Building, 12-22 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, first Friday at the Carter Building, Reimagining Blue, there will be art, music, prize giveaways, and food. Please visit triangle.com for more details and to register for the event. That's Friday, October 7th from 6 till 9 p.m. at the Carter Building, 12-22 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. And for you opera lovers, the North Carolina Opera presents Georges Bizet Carmen, Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 16th at 3 p.m. at the Memorial Auditorium, Progress Energy Center in downtown Raleigh. Once again, that's Bizet's Carmen, Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 16th at 3 p.m. For information, dial 919-792-3850. Should be great performances. And the Raleigh Little Theater has a new play out starting on October 7th and running through the 23rd, The Woman in Black, adapted by Stephen Malatrate from the book The Woman in Black by Susan Hill, presented by Raleigh Little Theater from October 7th through the 23rd. For information, call 919-821-3111 or go to www.raleighlittletheater.org. The Woman in Black from October 7th through October 23rd, presented by the Raleigh Little Theater. And one of my favorites is back in town for another year, Ira David Wood's performance of in A Christmas Carol. If you remember, he could not do it last year because of health issues, but he's back this year as Scrooge. Performances will take place at the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 3rd and 4th, and in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium from December 18th to the 14th. Tickets go on sale on for the Raleigh performances on October 16th. Tickets for the Durham performances are on sale now, but the Ticketmaster number is 1-800-745-3000. Ira David Wood returns as Scrooge in the annual show A Christmas Carol. Lewisburg College presents Masters of Motown on Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m. at the C.B. B. Jones Performing Arts Center on the campus of Lewisburg College. Once again, Masters of Motown, Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m. Ticket information can be gotten by dialing 1-866-773-6354 or go to www.lewisburg.edu. Masters of Motown, Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m. at the C.B. Jones Performing Arts Center on the campus of Lewisburg College. And for you hockey fans, and I know there are many of you out there, opening night for the Carolina Hurricanes is Friday, October 7th. Tickets are on sale at the RBC Center. Friday night, the opening game starts at 7 p.m. Opening night for the 2011-2012 National Hockey League season. The Carolina Performing Arts Group at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will present Angelique Kidjo on October 16th. That's once again the Carolina Performing Arts, Angelique Kidjo on October 16th. For more information, dial 919-843-3333. North Carolina State University Theater presents Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, a trivial comedy for serious people. It contains wit, elegance, romantic comedy. It's presented on October 12th at 8 p.m. in the Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State University. Once again, Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest. Ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-515-1100. Ticket prices are $26 to $30. You can also get information by going to www.ncsu.edu/arts. Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest. The 6th Annual Arts and Crafts Fair, presented by the North Carolina National Guard, will take place on Saturday, October the 8th, from 9 o'clock until 4 p.m. The admission is free, and parking is free as well. The performances will take place, the fair will take place at the National Guard Armory at 801 Stadium Drive in Durham. Once again, the 6th Annual Arts and Crafts Fair, Saturday, October the 8th, from 9 o'clock until 4 p.m., free admission and free parking. There will be jewelry, pottery, art glass, mosaics, baskets, candles, cards, woodworking, sewing, baked goods, much more at the North Carolina National Guard Armory, 801 Stadium Drive in Durham. Go to www.30frgcraftfair.org. Saturday, October the 8th, from 9 o'clock until 4 p.m. And on October 15th, Oktoberfest, featuring authentic German food, beer, and music, will take place at Carey's New Waverly Place, located at the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Tryon Road. October 15th from noon until 6 p.m. at Waverly Place in Cary. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.